Partly, I'm lucky enough to be the chief executive of Fairstorm. The purpose of this evening is twofold, I suppose. One, to celebrate the launch of our new city office, and to some extent, reintroduce ourselves to the London market and some of our key stakeholders. I say reintroduce because we've spent so much time building the business over the last few years. We've spent not nearly enough time communicating with our key stakeholders and the wider industry. So what I'd like to do, in less than 3 minutes hopefully, is quickly remind everybody of why I'm so proud of Fairstorm, why I love our business, and why we're very grateful that you're part of the wider business as well. Firstly, I'd like to think it goes without saying that we attract and we retain absolutely fantastic people, evidenced by the city office. 5 years ago, this was an operation that generated 3 million in revenues, and this year it will generate in excess of 7 million in revenues. We're great at what we do. Very bold statement, I know, but I think we are. The business as a whole is growing at a headline rate of more than 20% per annum. So now we're generating revenues in excess of £45 million every year, and we're overseeing £7 billion in client assets. Very importantly, we're good for clients. We're independent, we're chartered, all of our investment portfolios are five-star de facto rated, and it would be churlish of me not to mention that our fee structure is much lower than the market leader. We have an exceptional proposition for IFA firms that want to capitalise on their hard work. We allow IFA business owners to sell without selling out, maximise their sale value without treating clients like a commodity and compromising long-standing relationships. We have a standout offering for individual IFAs. Our soon-to-launch retirement plan delivers a long-term annuity income to advisors who are exiting the industry, which will be equivalent to 6 times their recurring income. We also understand technology and we apply it effectively across the business. Our new Gateway IT platform is the first completely cloud-based IT system in the advisory sector. And ultimately, we're just trying to do things differently. Our buyout model delivers very strong acquisitive growth. Our operating model enhances this with very strong organic growth. And together that means we're buying good businesses and making them better. So, here we are in our city office. I think it looks very wonderful. A few weeks ago, it didn't look quite so wonderful whilst the refurbishment was going on. And it's opportune for me to say thank you to Mark Hewson for his management of this operation over the last 4 years and for now taking the lead on individual advisor growth. The baton has been safely and firmly handed over to Mike Slater to ensure that this office builds on the great foundation that we have and can now realise its full potential. And that also leads me to a toast. Can I ask you to raise your glasses and join me in celebrating the last 5 years of Fairstorm having roots in the city and wish us the very best of luck for the next 5 years. To Fairstorm. And now I'll pass you over to Mike Slater, who'd also like to say a few words. Thank you very much.
I think Lee said 3 minutes, this will be about 2 minutes. I just wanted to thank everybody again for taking the time out to come tonight. Appreciate there's a few distractions with the weather. I think the weather's set to be in the 20s most of the week, and certainly if you speak to any of my colleagues from Newcastle, I think that they're getting really excited the fact it's going to hit 12 degrees by the weekend, so they'll be containing their excitement. But thanks, it's nice to see so many familiar faces, and I look forward to catching up with everybody over the evening. Delighted to be working at Fairstorm and to have the opportunity to work at Fairstorm. Number of things that attracted to me to the business, the people principally. It's always good working with strong people that are culturally in the same place as yourself. There's a strong culture here, very collaborative, which gives a good foundation for what we're looking to achieve. I think also if you look at the growth plans that we've got, it's a really exciting place to be. And I look forward to working with the business and in the business to drive that agenda over the coming months and years. A few years ago, I got the opportunity to work with the CII, and I've gone back a number of years now on a steering group with Dr. Sandy Scott, who some of you may know, used to be Director General of the CII until a few years ago. And the whole purpose of that steering group was to look at getting younger people into financial services. It was called Pathways to Professionalism, and the whole point was to try and address the fact that we've got an average age of an advisor in the UK 57, and it's very male-orientated. One of the things that I would highlight, and it's one of the reasons I mentioned this story, is that in this office here, we've got a really good cross-section of male and female advisors. We've got a track for younger people coming into the office. If you look at some of the power planners that we've got, there's a real strong focus on bringing those people through, I think, which really puts us in a strong position for today, but also to help us realise our ambitions in the future as well. So I think we're in a fantastic place. If there's anything I can do to help you guys achieve your plans, and then we're here to work with you as well. But again, just have a fantastic evening, and thanks for making the effort to come out. Thank you.
Back to the entertainment.